Kesel Medalev, four lines from the bottom of the Omid. The Gemara asked the Kasha that from the word Ha'ezrach, we learn out that it's coming to exclude the Noshim, the extra Hay, is Ha'ezrach, that Noshim are potter from sitting in the Sukkah. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that by Yom Kippur, right, it also says the word Ha'ezrach, Chomelach the Sasa Ezrach Ha'ger Gorbesoichichem. We learn from Ha'ezrach, it's coming to be Marba Noshim. So is the word Ha'ezrach coming to exclude or include Noshim? So Amar Rava said, Hilchasin Inu, where one of them, either Yom Kippur or Sukkah, one of them is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that's Mechin Rabban HaKroi, and they just supported it by a Pasuk. So Mar has a few kashas now. Number one, Ha'ekroi V'Ha'echasa. Which one is the Pasuk of Ha'ezrach? Which one is the Halacha Moshe Mesinai? Sukkah or Yom Kippur? Which one is which? So, furthermore, Krolomeli, what do you need the pasuk for, Ezrach? Hilchasolomeli, why do I need Halacha Moshe Mesinai? A sukkah mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Sukkah is a time-bound mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Noshim paturis. Noshim anyways patur. That's our sukkah. Now, furthermore, nochakasha. Yom HaKippurim, midev Yudam Rav Nafka. We don't need any pasuk of Ezrach by Yom Kippur. Yeah, I already know that Noshim are mechuyiv in fasting and keeping Yom Kippur from Evudah Merav. The Amr Evudah Merav, V'chein Tano Deber Bishmol, Amr Akra, the Pasuk says, Ish Oy Isha, a man or a woman, the Pasuk, Daba Ben Yisrael, Isha Isha Ki Yasim, Kach HaTois Adam Nimon Ba'ab Hashem. So Isha Isha, Hishva Kosev, Isha Lish, we compare a woman to a man, Chol Anshim Shabbatayra, concerning all Anshim Shabbatayra, as the Loisah says, a man and a woman are the same. So of course women have to keep Yom Kippur. Really, by Sukkah is Halacha Moshe Mesinai to exclude Noshim. Noshim don't have to sit in a Sukkah. And that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. We asked, you don't need Halacha Moshe Mesinai because it's a Mrs. Sasha's man grandma. So they're anyways potter. So the Gemara answers, V'itzich, no, I still need the Halacha Moshe Mesinai to come and tell me that Noshim HaPoto, even though it's a Mrs. Hasei Shazman Gromo. Sada Chamina, I would have thought Teshu came to do. That is the Halacha of Sukkot Teshu Shivas Yomim. From there we learn out Teshu ain't to do. Right, you live like the way you normally do. Madira, the way you live at home, Ishva Ishtai. Av Sukkot also, Ishva Ishtai as well. Kamash Malon, that Noshim HaPoto, even though Teshu came to Duru, right? So therefore you say maybe women are Mechuyiv. Kamash Malon, Noshim are Taka Poto. Right? So the Teshu came to do, the Havamin of the Gemara was, that you're coming to say, look, the man has to stay in the Sukkah, because this is his mitzvah. Right? Teshu came to Duru will tell you that his wife is also Mechuyiv, because that's the way a person normally lives. Right, some people use this now the other way around. Right, they don't want to sleep in the Sukkah, right, because Teshu came to Duru. Right? So normally a person sleeps in the same bedroom as his wife. Right? So the wife is not sleeping in the Sukkah. Right, Teshu came to Duru, so he also does not need to sleep in the Sukkah. Here the most having minute was Teshu came to Duru would be Mechayv the Isha. Right? People use it now to be part of the man. Schlep. The spouse the other way. Rav Amar Itzrich, I still need Halacha Moshe Mesinai to exclude Noshim. Sagda Chamina, I would have thought, Yalav Chamish Os Mechag HaMatzis. We do compare the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach. Ma Lahalan, just like first night of Pesach, Noshim Chayovas. Women are Mechuyiv to eat Matzah, and the Mechuyiv not to eat any Chometz. Afkan here as well, by Sukkah, you would say Noshim Chayavas, because it's Gzei Shavah, Tezvav. So therefore you say that women are Mechuyiv to eat in the Sukkah. Kamashulon, Halacha, Moshe Mesinai, to tell me that they are Potter from Sukkah. Says the Gemara, V'hashtad Amr's Sukkah Hilchah. So now you're telling me that Sukkah is Halacha, Moshe Mesinai, and Noshim are Potter. Kro Lomeli, earlier we said from the Pasuk, Ha Ezrach, the extra hay, it's coming to exclude Noshim from sitting in the sukkah. But now you're telling me, no, it's halacha meishim sinai. If that's the case, it frees up the drosha of ha'ezrach. What do I learn out from that pasuk of ha'ezrach now? What do I use it for? Well, it says, the rabbi says ha'geirim. It's coming to include geirim, that geirim are chayiv b'sukkah. What's the have a min or not? Sakadai the chamina, I would have thought ha'ezrach b'yisrael, that someone who's made to someone who's born in the Klai Yisrael, Amar Rahman, he's mechuyiv in the mitzvah sukkah, v'lo yasa geirim. Geirim will not be mechuyiv in the mitzvah sukkah, kamash v'lon, but hey, ha'ezrach, it's coming to include the geirim that the mechuyiv to sit in the sukkah. Oh, so Yom HaKippur, the Mar asked earlier, Yom Kippur, why do you need a pasuk ha'ezrach to come and tell me that women are mechuyiv to fast on Yom Kippur? Right, Mara asked, "Me dev Yehuda Amarav Nafka." We can learn that from Yehuda Amarav, right? That said, that Hishvakos of Ishal Ish, all ancient men in the Torah, they're the same. So I don't need the pasuk of Ezrach for. So Mara says, "No, I still need it." Nitzcha Elo leTosefes Inui, an additional Inui that we always have to Tosefes Yom Tov. Right, there's a mitzvah to add on to start fasting when it's still day. You don't wait till the second it's Shkia. You add on a few minutes. So that they serve as Inui, Tosis Yom HaKippurim, women are Mechuyiv, and that you learn that from Ha'ezrach. Sakda Nechamin, I would have thought, Ha'il Omeid Rachmano, the Tosefis Inui Ma'onish Umazorah, right, the Oynish for chorus of eating on Yom Kippur, only applies to the actual eating on Yom Kippur. Even though we bring the fast and early, yeah, you have 5-10 minutes before Shkia already, you're ready mechuyev to fast. But the einshim and the lav is only on Yom Kippur itself. And Rashi brings down the pasuk of be'etzem yom hazeh al itzumay shal yom, on the actual day of Yom Kippur, the einish v'karis. Right, and there's no einish v'karis on the tesefes inui, right? And there's no lav either. It's a mitzvah saseh of Tosefes that we add on to Yom Kippur, but there's no lav. So I would have thought, Ha'il Amid Rachmanu leTosefes Inui Ma'onish Ma'azorah, the Torah excluded the Tosefes Inui from any Einish and Azorah, and therefore, Lo Nischayv Anashim Klal, there shouldn't be Mechuyiv at all, because this Tosefes Inui is a mitzvah saseh Shazman Gromo. So maybe there won't be Mechuyiv B'chlal at it. It's Kamash Malah, and therefore you have the pasuk Ha'ezrach, to come and tell me that they are mechuyev even in the Tosefes Inui, they have to add on a little bit before the fast to the actual fast. Okay, Omer Mar. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael b'yeshu b'sukkah. So from the word kol, we said earlier, l'rabbis is a ketanim. It's coming to be marba, ketanim, the ketanim, young children are mechuyev to stay in the sukkah. Ay, v'tanan, frek du gemar, noshim avodim ketanim, v'turmen asukkah. The Mishnah said, that noshim avodim ketanim, young children, are potter from a sukkah. So how could you have from a ezrach? Kol ha'ezrach. Kol has come to be marbe noshim. The Mishnah says, v'taka pot, marbe ketanim. The Mishnah says, ketanim a potter. So when it says, like kasha, kan, the cotton shegia lechinuch, if it's a child who's already reached the age of chinuch, then the word kol ezrach has come to tell you that he's mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah. Kam bekotin shlo yigia lechinuch. If he's lo yigia lechinuch, the Mishnah Taka says he is potter from mitzvah of sukkah. Right, so it says kotin shigia lechinuch midrabanon hu. The whole chiv of chinuch is only a midrabanon. Right, so what are you learning from the word kol? A chiv of chinuch, chinuch generally is always midrabanon. So it says, yeah, midrabanon. The cross machta ba'amahu. We need a pasuk to support it, to back up the drabanon. So the pasuk of Kol Ezrach is backing up the drabanon. The children, once they reach the age of chinuch, then they are mechuyev to come into the sukkah. Could be this is a makor for all others. Could be. Yeah. Look in Tosis, Uri, Kama Kotin Shigia Lechinuch, Tosis Taka brings down to cover say, pray Kama de Chagigo, Kozuchucha l'rabbis as a katanim. So you do have also other drushes. Yeah, that are mechuyev. Okay, zog nimo vayto. Kotzen shegir l'chinuch. Kotzen shein esorach l'imoy. She said that kotzen shein esorach l'imoy is already chayv b'sukkah. So what's the definition? What does it mean a cotton shein esorach l'imoy? Hey chidomi, cotton shein esorach l'imoy. What does it mean a cotton that does not need his mother anymore? So I'm a debrebi. Anai, kol shenifna, if a child defecates, ve'ein imoy mekantcha, so the mother does not need to come and clean him after he uses the bathroom. That's already a cotton shein esorach l'imoy. Shemenoima, kol shenei mishenosoi, a child awakens from his sleep. In a kaya ima, he doesn't call for his mother. The Gemara says, "Gedolim nami karu." Even older children, they wake up. Right? They also need their mother. They call for their mother. Right? You know, you come home after shachris and your kids are still not dressed and still didn't have breakfast. Right? Because mommy didn't get my clothing ready. Yes, even though they call them older children, right? Still karu leima. They're still calling for the mother. Ella, someone says, no, kol shenayu ve'ena kare ima ima. A baby wakes up in the night and it calls mommy, 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 mommy. Yeah, and the child, the little baby, doesn't calm down until the mother comes to the cot and sorts it out. Right, the older child doesn't persistently call mother, mother, mother until the mother comes. Right, so once the child's old enough that it wakes up in the night, it might call for the mother once, but the mother doesn't come and get himself a drink. So that's already called a godol. In respect to the halachas of sukkah, that from that age already, the child is mechuyev b'sukkah. Then the Mishnah concluded, Maisa, there's a story of Yodah Kalosai of Be'er Shammai, and they took off the plaster of the floor, of the roof boards, and they put schach there. Maisa Lista, you bring a story which contradicts. We just said that if it's a little baby, is not mechuyev b'sukkah. Here you see, brand new little child, and mechuyev, they're already putting in the sukkah. So it says chesuim mechsra. There's a few words missing from the Mishnah. Baruch Ketani, this is how you have to learn. Shamay machme. To put those words in. Right, child is taka not mechuyev. A little baby is not mechuyev. However, shamay was machme. And the child did sleep in the sukkah. My sinami v'yoda kalosa shashama azokan. Taka story. Daughter-in-law of Shama azokan was born. Pichas is a maziva. They took off the plaster, the roof. Sichich ala mito b'shvil ha-kotun. They put schach on because of the kotun. Right? So it's a chumrah. Right? So it is a good thing to do. It's not stam, absolute waste of time. Right? The child absorbs the kedusha of the sukkah, and you see this Shamus Taka's daughter was machne, and Taka did it. So come sukkahs, right, and you want to bring your 6-month-old into the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah with you overnight, you have a makor for it. So the Mishnah. Kol Shavuos Yomim, all 7 days, Adam Oseh Sukkos HaKavah. A person is supposed to make a sukkah a fixed residence, Ubei Sei Arai, and his house becomes a temporary residence. Yodu Gushomim, if it rains, Meim Esai Mutter Lefanos, when are you allowed to go and leave the sukkah and go back in, into the house? Mesha Tisrach HaMakafah. Right, when it gets ruined, Rashi says, Mesha Tilkuku, becomes ruined. Makafah is like the porridge, becomes ruins. Moshal lemar davadim. What can you compare when it rains during Sukkot? It's the evet shabal limzoi kos the rabbi. The evet comes to pour the master a cup of water. Shofach lekitin upon him, and the master takes the whole pitcher, right, and pours the water right back in his face. Right. So we have a mitzvah sukkah. We come to do the mitzvah sukkah, and Kesher takes the mitzvah and throws it right back in our face. Right. So they say that only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Normally it doesn't rain on Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. So if it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a bad simmon as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing the mitzvah back in our face. Right? But if you live in other countries where it rains a lot, in cities like Manchester, Right? There's no siman klola if it rains during Sukkos. Tana Rabbanan kol shivas hayamim all 7 days. Adam oisus sukkos kava. Person is supposed to make a sukkah, a fixed residence, or beisay aray, and his house is supposed to become a temporary residence. Ketzad, hayloi kelim noim, if he had beautiful cutlery, beautiful utensils, a nice vase, ma'alim the sukkah, takes it into the sukkah. Matzois nois, nice linens, nice tablecloths, ma'alim the sukkah. Oichol, he eats v'shois and he drinks v'metayel and he relaxes the sukkah. Phenomenally, how do you know that you're supposed to make your sukkah a permanent residence and your home turns into a temporary residence? The Tanna Rabbanan, teishu came to do, teishu shivas yomim, right? Teishu means you dwell in your sukkah, came to duru, the way you normally live. Mikan omru, ka shivas yomim, all 7 days, oisa odnam sukkosa keva, first to make a sukkah, a keva, ubeisai aray, and his house is a temporary residence. Ketzad, hayla kelim noam, he had nice utensils, malim sukkah, it takes him to sukkah. Matzois nois, if he had nice linen, malim sukkah. Oichu v'shoisa, he eats and drinks in the sukkah, matayil, and relaxes the sukkah. Umishanein b'sukkah. Mishanein means he learns in depth inside the sukkah. So he learns also inside the sukkah. Versus Aini, right? Is that really so? V'ha'amah Rava said, Mikra u'masna, Mikra is chumash. Masnans Mishnayus Vimatalosa inside the sukkah. The Tinui, if he's learning in depth, right, he's learning Biyun, right, Rashi says the Tinui is Hashas to Husvara, which is logic and analyzing, like the Troyach Lishanin, to go over it and to get it clear. Right, that is Bamad Matalosa, that's outside of the sukkah. Right, because why, says Rashi, Imyitz, if he wants, I'm chuyiv to learn outside of the sukkah. But Rashi says, "Miyutzef, if you want to, the mitzvah partam no sukkah. Right, this inside sukkah. Maybe he wants to sit under a tree in the fresh air, right? And think about it and analyze it. Right, sukkah might find a bit claustrophobic. Right, so you see that tinui is outside, learning in depth, analyzing it is outside of the sukkah. Why did you say that umishanin b'sukkah? So says lekasha, ha b'migris. If it's you're reviewing, you're doing chazara, right? That you could taka do outside of the sukkah, because it's much easier. You don't need that much concentration. Or be'inu, if you're learning be'iyun, right? There you're ready. It's more in depth. That you can already do outside of the sukkah. Kiha, top of chav tes amad aleph. Kiha, rabba chama kiava kaimu mekamed of chizda, right? When they stood, when they're learning in front of chizda, merayed be gemara, they used to run through the gemara quickly, bahadi adadi. And then they'd go and analyze it and do it in depth, right? So you see, the way to learn Be'iyun is first to go through the whole Gemara quickly. Sometimes people fetch too long on a kasha, they don't realize that that's the Gemara's next kasha and 2 lines further, right? So learn it all quickly, and then you analyze it properly afterwards. Let's just go through 2 dots quickly. Amarava, mani mishtaya b'matlosa, drinking cups. Yeah, you can leave in the sukkah. It's not a lack of covered. Mani michla, your dirty plates, you've already eaten on it, b'matlosa, that you have to take out of the sukkah. Right, you finish the meal, you don't mind shmoozing, but you first clear the chalim bowls, then you can leave a cup on the table, you sit there shmoozing, but take the used plates out. Chatzva v'shochel, a jug or a pail of water, b'matlosa, that you keep out of the sukkah. V'sharga, a lamp, b'matlosa, you keep inside the sukkah. V'amila, some people say, b'matlosa, the piggy. Habisukkah gedoyla, habisukkah katana. Makes a difference whether sukkah gedoyla or sukkah katana. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish Perek Sheni, and then after Shavuos we'll start the third Perek Lulav HaGadol.